Dr. Saltman, thanks for being back with us.
Well, Tony, thanks for inviting me back.
Where is your practice located?
Well, we have three clinics. We started Carefree 7 years ago out of our primary care practice in Mason. Thought we'd find 50 or 100 people that didn't have a doctor and we'd do a free clinic. As I told you yesterday, we're now close to 6,000.
Why'd you do that?
Felt right. I'd had enough experience with the underserved and the uninsured in the community, and we wanted to kind of pay back the community in Mason for supporting us. We now have three clinics. We have the one in Mason. We have a clinic in Lansing, which also includes a dental clinic, and another clinic in Lansing, which also includes an optometry clinic, and they are all intended to meet the needs of people who otherwise wouldn't get access to those kinds of services.
Do you still have your private practice?
I do not. I'm presently spending about 40 hours a week with patient care in the two clinics that have primary care in them.
How do you attain funding for these clinics?
Multiple ways. First of all, our patient population pays for a small part, about 40% of our overhead, and that is the result of Medicaid and also of our county health plan. The rest comes from what I consider to be one of the most charitable and generous communities in the country. Our Lansing area is incredible.
So you are servicing folks who couldn't afford health care if not for these clinics.
That's correct. It's not just us, of course. I mentioned yesterday the County Health Department and Crystal Ray, and there are a couple of other safety net organizations that will see folks.
And you're servicing more than 6,000 people?
Approximately that number, yes. Our intention is to expand that probably closer to 8,000 by the end of the year.
Well, when we talk about Obamacare and what health care was supposed to do, it was supposed to service these folks that you're dealing with. And because the document is more than 2,000 pages long, which many of the people who voted for Obamacare didn't read, we want to continue educating ourselves as one, is it really covering people, and do people really have access to health care? Number two, how much does it cost? Number three, is it cost effective? And number four, the physicians who are using it, is it helping or hurting them? What's your take on Obamacare in these early stages?
Well, I think you remember that yesterday. I'm somewhat negative about the potential for it to work and very positive about the hope that it could. One of the things that I'm concerned about is that it isn't, in my estimation, and I didn't read the 2,000 pages either, but I've looked at the hallmarks on it for months now. In my estimation, the men and women that we see coming to us off of the streets, often homeless, and I think I said yesterday, requiring $1.50 in order to take a bus home, and we see in the middle of the winter in thin jackets, these are not the folks who are going to get covered with this, because we're talking about decreased costs and access to care, but the fact is that many of these folks are still not going to be eligible. I'm looking at the percentage numbers, for example. Right now, just to use an example because of the numbers I know, the Ames County Health Plan presently will accept people that are 250% or less below the poverty level. And the numbers related to Obamacare look at 138% below the poverty level. And that leaves a big, big margin for ineligibility, if you will. And those are the folks that we're seeing now.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, my dream, which is probably no more likely to occur than Obama's dream, is that more safety net organizations, as a result of community organization, would come forth. We need a lot more organizations like Carefree and like the Health Department and like Cristori, so that the folks that don't fall into the categories where enrollment is going to be possible or eligibility is going to be possible still have a place to come. And that's going to depend on a hand-holding, I think, between our university and our city government, which has been tremendously supported, by the way, our university, our city government, our hospital systems, and again, a lot of support from them. But when I say a lot, no matter how much we get, when we means the whole community, no matter how much we get, it isn't enough.
From what you hear from your colleagues, other physicians, how is Obamacare working for them, or how do they foresee?
Well, if take a look at what's happening right now in terms of what's been approved and what's in effect. What we've got now is the issue with pre-existing conditions. We've got the issue with small businesses being able to defer some of their costs by virtue of tax credits. Kids being able to enroll now with pre-existing conditions. I don't know how that is going to have an effect over the long run in terms of how our providers provide care. I think right now, most of the men and women that I know, and again, I'm associating with a sort of a select group because of what I do now, are open to whatever they need to do to help people. Oftentimes, it's just that there are not resources financially or in terms of facility to get things done that need to get done.
Do you think more people, more businesses with means need to jump in and donate monies and resources?
I absolutely do. When you talk about what's happening in Washington and then you look down Michigan Avenue and you see people sitting on a curb, it's pretty hard to make the connection. And that's I think opinionated and biased about it when I look at it. I spend my time with a lot of men and women who are very, very considerate and generous, and they're coming and helping. But I see so many, many people that it's hard to say no to, and there's no resource to get them cared for.
Dr. Saltman, thank you for your time.
Tony, thank you.